there's a certain amount, Don, of discipline that's necessary in this process that you have to exercise in order to block out all of those other distractions and really value, and particularly what it relates with that, where that comes into play most is in your evaluation. You can't evaluate whether you're talking about free agents or the draft. You can't evaluate based on what your current team looks like. So you have to remove the need and the current complexion of your roster now in the evaluation process and value players based on just pure value. And then as you work through the draft, you've got to take them that way. And we tried to do that over the years, and I've talked for years about that. But that requires a certain amount of discipline to do it. But I don't think that we're going to have a problem with that.
In some ways, having Coach O'Brien new, not from the area, that almost
aged. Well, no, because I don't think that we're going to feel that kind of pressure from any external source. So I think what we're doing is the good thing about me for having Coach O'Brien. I've enjoyed getting to know him. He is a very smart coach. He's very expressive. He's communicative, and so for a partner with to have that and to be able to learn a new system and to start to kind of talk about what type of players will fit in his systems and the same thing with Romeo. That part of it's been exciting for me. I've enjoyed that.
For years now, you guys have talked about becoming tougher and kind of getting that identity, and it didn't really work last year either. How important is it, especially under Bill O'Brien,
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a prerequisite to success in this league. I think you've got to be able to do that. And then what that amounts to is, how do you define that? I mean, how do you quantify toughness, you know? And so we've been able to sit down and talk through some things that we think are characteristics or things that we need to do as a football team, that will speak to that. And I think we can do that.
Because the draft is kind of so wide open, you guys obviously hold the key, whatever you do is going to affect the resume forward.
Yeah, everybody wants to know. I mean, everybody wants to know. So, and that's fun. I mean, we try to keep our opinions close to the vest, but that becomes increasingly difficult when the world of the media continues to grow the way that it has. Yeah, DeAndre, he did a nice job for us. We were very pleased with what he did. I personally think the wide receiver position is one of the most difficult to come into the NFL and play early. There's so many things for a wide receiver to think about and to process and play at the speed and that they need to play with, and I think he did a nice job doing that. Yeah, I think what you do is we talked earlier about how you value your board. You value your board based on really what the football characteristics and potential is for the player. And a lot of what we do, I said this earlier, it's a lot of it is projection, and a lot of it's risk assessment. So you've got to put all of those factors into your evaluation when you take, when you go through the process of ranking and valuing your board. And then as the draft progresses, if you are in a situation where your pick is there and you've got two players who are essentially rated at the same value point, and if one of them's a position of need and you get an opportunity to take that guy, then you've hit the home run because you've not only filled a need on your football team, but you've also taken a corresponding value. So that's when it works good. And if you don't have a position of need at that particular point and you draft the value, at some point that's going to help your football team. When you take players that aren't valued at the point that you take them, and if they, because they fit a need, ultimately where that gets you on the back end is you miss an opportunity to get another player, another good player at a different position that's maybe a little bit better football player, but because you didn't need that position, you didn't take them. Well, that to me is where you make mistakes. You've got to take value because at some point, even at that particular time, it may not be a need for you, but you've got a good football player, and ultimately you're trying to acquire as many good football players as you can.
You see, I like John to say things like, if the Texans don't take me, it'd be a mistake. What do you make of those comments? Do you appreciate the confidence?
Yeah, he's a colorful, confident guy. You got to appreciate that about him. I don't have a problem with that.
You what see was the talent of evaluating three quarterbacks that look so different? How much do you put on physical stats? stature, and have guys like Russell Wilson maybe change perception of what Johnny Manziel is?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I mean, the thing about it is, we talk about that vacuum and how you evaluate. And so each of these players, whether you're talking about the three different quarterbacks, they have different skill sets, different physical characteristics. And so to the degree that those guys can execute what you want them to do, and really that's what it all boils down to, you're never going to find a perfect player. You have what we call position parameters and critical factors and specific things that we look at by position, whether that's height, weight, speed, or whether that's a certain football characteristic, whatever those things are that you look for by position. You always are looking for those perfect characteristics. You're never going to have players that fit all of those things, but what you try to do is project how well those guys, whatever his particular skill set is, how well does he project to execute what you're going to ask him to do? Yeah, I think that there's some quarterbacks in this draft, absolutely, that you can come in and will ultimately be winners in our league. Yeah, I do. I think I like this entire draft class.
Do you